Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to the Coaching Youth Hoops Podcast.
They're playing basketball.
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 Here's our hosts, Steve Collins.
Steve Collins.
And Bill Flitter.
Bill Flitter.
All right, welcome to Coaching Youth Hoops.
Coach,
how are you?
Doing all right. Great.
You know, this topic, you know, I'm married to a psychologist, right?
Yeah, I did.
Did you know that? Yeah.
Maybe we should have her jump on this.
We should have had her rather than me on this one. I think every coach should be married to a psychologist.
It is such a huge part of the game. I think I am, although she's not. But
the way she reads
my mind and
they can take the ups and downs that come as being a coach. I know, it's crazy. Yeah,
that's right.
All right, so that leads into today's topic, which is what, coach? Because last week you forgot the topic. So
I know. You threw me a curveball on that last one last week. All right, this week we're going to talk about the psychology of rhymes and how do you use rhymes to help your players remember things, youth players. And I actually do this in high school too. I don't know if you do, but we'll dig into it and love to hear your feedback. So I love to speak when I'm coaching in sound bites, and to create ways for players to quickly comprehend and remember things. So I started coming up with rhymes, and there's this whole idea. And Dr. Seuss was onto something, right?
He's a Dartmouth grad.
I did not know that.
Yes, he's a Dartmouth grad. That's where he's got his doctorate degree. He was from Dartmouth. That's how he became Dr. Seuss. He's a Dartmouth grad. And in Baker Library, there's a bust of him. And before you take a test, you go rub his nose. It's good luck.
Good luck, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's all shiny.
Everyone rubs it.
Yeah, see, you run over to Baker. So if there's any other Dartmouth grads, you know, you know what I'm talking about. We did Baker, but I'm assuming it's been a while since I've walked through the halls of your library.
It's interesting.
Anyway, the card catalog things were still there when I was going. They're not there anymore. But they weren't using them, but that, like, everything's
not digital.
Sorry, side note. Go back
side
to
note.
Dr. Seuss.
All right. Yeah, Dr. Seuss coaching method, right? Which is speaking in rhyme. So as an example, I'll give you an example, something I use for boxing out. Sit, hit, go get. How do you box out? Sit, hit, go get. Hold your ground and rebound. Don't panic, pivot. Right? Just little sound bites. So the kids hear it. and they can quickly comprehend what it means because then we teach it. And then when I in a game, I've used it. And actually, one of my players, I don't remember which one it is now that I use. And she goes, "Coach, you haven't said that one in a long time." But I use it during a game. And she knew exactly what I meant. I didn't have to go in this long explanation of, pivot when you're under pressure. And, it's like, don't panic, pivot.
Right.
And our defense has a few like fake and fade. Although I did get that one from another coach. I love that fake and fade in help. But this whole idea of just creating rhymes and quick little sound bites for your players to remember what to do and how to do something. Of course, you have to back that up and teach them what you mean by fake and fade, or another boxing out one I do is tag and turn. Take and turn, right? I'll yell that out during the ground. Take and turn, right? And they know exactly what that means.
Right. No, I think that's and it's kind of like there's a memory that comes along with that. There's
That's
a,
right.
you
Yeah.
know, like I use find, hit, get, but it's kind of the same thing. You find them, you hit them, you get it, like kind of
Yeah.
thing.
Yeah, I like
So
that. Yeah.
it's those little reminders that's for rebounding that people are listening. You find, you hit, you get, So I think that's important though. I think that's one of the things that, mnemonics has been proven
Right.
educationally to work.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how people learn. They learn
Yeah.
rhymes, they learn in chunks. There's a reason your phone number is 3 and 4 digits. People can remember things of 3 and 4 as a little bit of an extension, but if you think about, don't say it out loud, but you think about your social security number, it's 3, 2, 4, right? It's not one big long number because
That's right. Yeah.
we remember. So it's the same, similar to this with the mnemonics. That's it, the synapses, that's how they click. And that
Yeah.
and it's fun. It's kind of like, boom, boom, boom. So I'm gonna go on a geeky
Yeah.
stats thing here. When we do research and stuff, when we're doing confidence interval, blah, 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 stuff statistically, it's state, plan, do, conclude. You state what you're
Yeah.
going to do, you plan it, you do it, and you draw a conclusion.
Yeah.
Literally, I say that all the time in my stats class. But they remember it. State,
They
plan, do,
remember it. Yeah,
conclude.
exactly.
State,
Yeah.
plan, do, conclude.
That's
You
right.
know, you know when you just, when you describe a when you describe a graph, it sucks. And they go, "What socks?" Yes, SOCS, shape, outlier, center, spread. So they know socks. So that's what I'm saying. The mnemonic and the rhyming and the
That's right.
things
Yeah.
come up something unique with your team that works that way, and they'll remember it. I mean, it's weird, but they'll go, "Socks, Mr. Collins, socks." It's like, "Oh, okay, yep, shape, outlier, center, spread." So I love that idea, that premise of it. Are you doing something with that? Like, you sharing that with the community? What is up with that?
Yeah, so well, okay. Actually, yeah, this week coming out with it's in a newsletter. You can get a bunch of my rhyming. But if you're looking for, well, let me put a bow on that one. Go to our website, scroll to the bottom. That's coachingyouthhoops.com. Scroll to the bottom, sign up for the newsletter. You get a free download right there. But if you head on over to this is very specific. You want more tips on how to help your players remember plays? Go to rememberbasketballplays.com. Rememberbasketballplays.com. That will redirect you to a, I think there's a 7-step system to help players remember basketball plays, drills, etc.
Yeah, I love that. So say that again, coach. I think you cut up a
It's
little bit there at the end.
I did. Yeah, my whole system went blank. There
I
we go.
know. All right. I just want to make sure they get that URL.
Yeah, remember basketballplays.com.
Okay, remember basketballplays.com. Okay. You know what? Ideally, before we got on, you would have come up with a mnemonic or a rhyme for that, but so they would remember it. You're muted right now, coach. I'm not sure why coach is muted.
You know what? I had a cough. Remember basketballplays.com. Man, we're just raw on this podcast. I mean, it's
We're
just like
just
I'm
gonna go with
coughing.
it.
My system went dark.
I know. Like, anybody that's watching human, this, it happens. Anybody that's watching this on YouTube, I have like something going on, so you can see, hear it in my voice. But I've been muting so I don't cough into the microphone. But all right, one last time on that URL, coach.
Yeah, go to rememberbasketballplays.com, and what you're going to find there is the 7 ways to help players remember your basketball plays and drills.
Okay, till next week.
Yep.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.